Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you. It's never too late to do the right thing. An old farmer once told me the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time is today. The sooner that tree gets in the ground, the sooner it gives me shade. In Psalm 90, verse 12, Moses said, "Teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." So what if we prioritized our days correctly this week and did the most important things, not just the urgent things? Emails will always fill my inbox, and 1,000 phone calls will always tempt me to answer right away. But what if this week I took time to write an important letter? What if today I told the people I love the most that I love them? And what if I made an apology and restored a relationship? Well, I think I'd enjoy life a whole lot more, and so would you. That's because we're doing the important things, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4healthypetsonline.com. Just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue not just through the evening hours. I think there could be a few even overnight. Not everybody will see one. The overnight low temperature drops to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms. You know, a decent 40% coverage tomorrow with a high in the low 90s, and a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday with low to mid-90s both days. A little bit better coverage on the storms, about 50% by Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Making movies, runs for president. He's launching Baywatch, hosts SNL again. He is much stronger than most other men. It's The Rock. Watching TV, he is always there. Working like crazy, without any hair. He's making money, a gazillionaire. It's the rock. It's the rock. He is always on TV. It's the rock. He is in every movie. It's the rock. Doing ads with Siri.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. It's called Happy Hour. And it's Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Write it down. I'm your gracious host, Greg Bedell, my Tunnel X sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, and a special surprise guest.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Let's bring him in.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Scott. It's Jay Scott.
And now that they're completely disappointed in that surprise?
I don't think that's the case.
Nor do I.
Oh, it's just Jay. Click.
Well,
he's obviously there to talk about nerd stuff. Click.
Yeah. Any questions about games, whatever, 272-9228. We'll be happy to get those answers.
No, I was just coming up real quick because Rich sent me a text at... I sent Rich a text because I knew he was going to the movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you were going to make it or not. And I asked him how it was, and he told me that you were there.
So. Yeah, I missed, I think, the first minute or two because...
What part did you come in on? I can tell you how much you miss. Or the, unless Rich did.
They were strafing a dock where a lot of guys were waiting to get on a ship.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, you probably... Yeah, you missed a little bit there. You missed the only, with the exception of the very end when they talk about it, you missed the only other acknowledgement of the French holding them back. So
it's an incredible story, and what I wanted to see was authenticity. I wanted to, was this going to be another cartoon like Red Tails or the Pearl Harbor movie with Ben Affleck? Or was this going to give us the kind of moments that Saving Private Ryan did? And this one, I think, equaled or even bettered Saving Private Ryan in authenticity.
Yeah, and just to be clear for everybody listening, that doesn't mean gore. That doesn't mean the bullets ripping people to shreds like it did in the opening of Saving. It was a much different experience, Omaha Beach and Dunkirk.
Very much. But especially the scenes involving aircraft. Were so well done because
that was the part I said I was hoping. I was like, I can't wait to see the aircraft stuff because I really want to get your opinion on those.
They used real planes. There's no doubt about that. There was only one scene towards the end where the guy is gliding in, and they show a shot of him. His propeller is stopped, and he's flying over the beach. And
it's all quiet.
It's quiet. It just looked to me like the background was set over.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a computer jet, but it was two separate things that were merged. Mm-hmm. But even that was done well. That was the only thing that looked like it might have been fake.
Probably for the glide part, I would think they probably would have faked that just to not have any sort of chance of any problems with...
Right.
No engine.
That'd be one heck of a stunt.
Yeah.
But you felt like you were in the cockpit with the pilots. The equipment looked... aged, like World War II vintage. The shots from inside when they were behind planes, the dogfights and all that, that was just incredibly well done. And a lot of time must have been taken to choreograph those. That's tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the movie that did that, maybe the next best, was Tora Tora Tora, which reenacted the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And they used real planes for that. In fact, a couple of people were killed in the making of that movie.
Yeah.
The sound is in it. We saw it on IMAX.
Yeah, that's where I saw it, too. Yeah.
And I can understand why Rex Reed, who loved the movie, but said, man, I went deaf from the sound.
See, I love that IMAX theater sound. More than the screen.
When there's bombs and stuff going off, no problem.
Bombs
there.
Weren't too bad. It was the gunfire. It was the shots hitting the metal. Just click, 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 click.
Yeah, very authentic. scenes that we were wondering too. You know, it sure looked to me like they used some real ships to reenact the sinkings.
I don't doubt it.
And so maybe they a couple of ships that were intended to go in as artificial reefs or something, or that they were going to get rid of, they made them look authentic and then sank them. But very, very authentic. The maybe the most gripping single moment in the whole movie occurs in the dark when they look over the side of the ship and you hear this skipping sound and they realize it's a torpedo mm-hmm. coming to the side of the boat. That was amazingly well done.
Yeah, I really, really love the film, and I praised three things about it, and that was the tension. There seems to be tension the entire time of them just trying to get the one character or the one part that takes place over a week-long span is basically focusing on this one guy trying to get off the beach. So there was tension there about how he was going to get off. Was he going to get on this boat? Were they going to find him that he snuck onto a boat? Because they were really big about, no, we want to get you home, but this is not your boat. Get off.
Right.
And so he was trying to sneak on. So was he going to get caught there? And then there was the tension with the boat, the civilian boat,
yes.
going out there with his sons.
Yeah.
And then there was the tension of, obviously, the air combat was just fantastically done. So
no lulls in this movie.
Yeah. The first thing I praised was the tension. The second thing I praised was the music that complemented the score, that complemented the tension, which was just a clock ticking,
yes.
basically. Throughout the whole thing. And then the third thing I praised was the cinematography on this, just the beautiful
Thank
shots.
You. Over That's, I told Rich, I said, this movie has to get a nomination for Best Picture, cinematography,
just
special
beautiful.
Effects, audio, sound editing. Mm. But even though there's no star...
There's very little dialogue, honestly.
Very little. But the character roles are played so well. The guy that captains the private boat with his sons, he was... Incredible.
If you want to see him in another movie that he did very well, Bridge of Spies. Did you see that with Tom Hanks? It was a Spielberg movie.
I don't know if I did or not.
It was about, it's a true story where we traded a Russian spy. I think it was Russian. Was it Russian or German?
Russia. Is that all we ever talk about on the station?
We traded a spy for one of our captives that they were holding, and the negotiations that went through.
It's Russian,
yeah, but he was in that as well, and it was fantastic.
Isn't Kenneth Branagh in this?
He is, yeah.
He's one of
But
my
he
favorites.
Doesn't. He doesn't chew the scenery or steal any scenes.
Right.
He's just there as a captain on the pier.
Okay. Good.
I say that's the older guy that with the gray.
He's
hair.
The one that stayed behind. He said, "I'll be here for the."
He's one of my favorite actors. Director. He's a Shakespearean actor. So for you to say he was subtle in this film, I haven't seen it yet. And it's not like I'm sitting over all spoilers because it is a historical thing.
Yeah. The star of the show is the event.
Right.
And they were real careful to preserve the integrity of that.
Well, and what you're saying about tension is exactly what I think is going to make the movie work, why I'm excited to go. Because it's an event everybody should already know about for the most part.
Yeah.
You can go look it up.
Oh, I'm sure they're teaching the bejeevers out of it in our schools today.
Right, but it is about
after the global warming class.
Taking something that people can go look up and bringing it to life. So, you know, literally having a ticking
time bomb
under
everything. It's told linear in a way. It's sort of, they sort of jump back and forth. And I think Greg probably didn't come in at the time when they announced that this guy's tale is being told over a week's time. The civilian boat is told over a day, and then the air combat is only told through 1 hour. So you'll see events that happen, and then you'll see those events happen from a different point of view later on in the film, because the air combat's going to catch up. The air combat you're going to see first. The boat that's taken a day, you'll see those same things that happen in the air a little bit later. Because of the difference in time.
Rich checked out the numbers, and in Dunkirk, on the first day of the evacuation, they rescued less than 8,000, but by the end of 8 days, think about this, 338,226 soldiers were rescued by a very hastily assembled fleet of 800 boats, many of the troops able to embark from the harbor's protected mole onto 39 destroyers of the Royal Navy and civil merchant ships. Others had to wait out from the beaches, waiting for hours in shoulder-deep water. Some were ferried from the beaches to larger ships by what became known to be the little ships of Dunkirk, a flotilla of hundreds of merchant marine boats, fishing boats, pleasure craft yachts, and that the boat that's featured that we were talking about, the Man and Two Sons, that was either a small yacht or a pleasure craft. called into service from Britain for the emergency. I believe that it's the movie Mrs. Miniver with Greer Garson. And who was the guy in that? I forget. But there's a scene in there where they take their boat and it goes off to Dunkirk to rescue soldiers.
See, this is I wrote about this in the review on my Facebook page as well. As much as I've watched war movies, it wasn't until I heard that Christopher Nolan was making this film that I looked up what exactly Dunkirk was.
Right.
Didn't know anything about it. And I've seen plenty of war movies and documentaries and everything. Never, if it was mentioned, it was a passing mention.
Well, I'm excited because it sounds like it's a masterclass in filmmaking.
Yeah, because but I'd never heard of this situation before. They're either not teaching it, they're glossing over it, because there are other things. And also, by the way, it's not an American thing,
right?
So it isn't focused on much in schools here. Obviously,
there's a little of the tension between the British and the French, because the British were there to save the French asses, and you know, France didn't really do very well against the Nazis. And the miracle in this whole thing is that more were not slaughtered by the Nazis, considering the predicament they were in, stuck there.
Well, know? There were also those guys, and they focused this on I think the guys riding the train home towards the end there, how he felt like they were going to be welcomed as cowards for abandoning, for leaving.
Yeah.
And then they're welcomed home as heroes, you know, so... It was moving. It was,
and then the reality of the line is the British experienced it. When the guy said, "You got to turn around. You've got to go back. This is crazy. This is, you know, like suicide to proceed to Dunkirk." And he said, "If we don't do this, there'll be no home to go back to."
Yeah,
which is the reality. They needed those guys to defend the homeland, and then eventually, many of them, I'm sure, turned around and were part of the Normandy invasion as well. But it's a phenomenal story. It's brilliantly done.
It's not long either.
No. There is no lull in that. Here's my yardstick. If I sit through a movie and I don't feel like I need to go smoke a cigarette, and believe me, there are many movies I've spent a couple of minutes out in front of the AMC getting my fix. This one, that I just could not break away from it. Not at any point. So thank you for adding your insights and thoughts on this.
Yeah, now you should find that video. I posted it on, Rich made a Facebook post on it. If you make one, I'll post it there. But find that video I posted of the veteran who was there and him talking about the movie when he saw it. So it's actually worth, if you want to ever just play the audio, it's only like 2 minutes. It's actually worth playing.
That's on your Facebook?
It is on, type in Rich's name there and go to his page. Yeah.
Alright. And
right there. And then his first post, there it is, that video right there.
Oh my goodness. 97-year-old veteran.
He was 20 years old when he was on the beach.
We're gonna play that clip. We'll definitely play that clip. So, let's see if Robert has a thought on this. Robert, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how's everybody?
We're good.
Good, good. Well, I figured I better call in to Tuesday. I got like 24 hours and 1 minute before you do the pick tomorrow.
Yes.
I'd like to be a Baumhauer's big shot.
We can absolutely make sure you're in that. What is the month and date of your birth?
4/21.
All right. You are in. This is the last day to register for tomorrow's drawing at 3:20.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good afternoon.
All righty. So if you have any thoughts on the movie, you're welcome to share them at 272-9228. And again, I really recommend this as a film that's brilliantly done and depicts an event that we should all know about. And certainly, if you're looking for something along the lines of A Private Ryan, a movie that went to the painstaking effort to replicate the reality and how grim it was and how horrible it was for some, by all means, see Dunkirk and see it on the IMAX screen.
Yeah, the biggest screen you could find to watch it is really good, just because of the scale, the beaches, the mold there of all those soldiers when they were carrying the guy on the rack. Do you see all the rifles that had been lined up against the side there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got to shoot for the big D then, possibly.
Very possible. I want to check that out, too, because he filmed it with IMAX cameras, and I realized that IMAX is just a licensing thing.
Yes.
So I don't know how well it translates to something that might be a big D or whatever. So I don't know. I'd like to see it there too.
Yeah, to get to grasp the vista, you know, the enormity of the situation too. The bigger the screen, the better for that purpose as well. Yeah, this is not one I would wait to see on DVD. And we, you know, you go to these matinees, there's like four people there. It's great, you know.
Well, when I went that afternoon for its opening, it was the most crowded I had been in an afternoon showing, and I've gone to a lot of movies in the afternoon when I get off work.
Be real interesting on Monday when we get the weekend box office to see how
well it held up.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming out this weekend that might challenge it, but I think it'll be fine. I have no idea what's coming out this weekend.
I have nothing I'm particularly aware of. We're kind of in the midsummer here. And there's still some movies that got traction, so they'll probably
next thing that comes out, I think, is next weekend, which is The Dark Tower, which is a movie on a Stephen King book. And so I think that's like the only thing that I can remember that might be
The Dark Tower.
Yeah, and I don't think it's gonna.
I don't think it's gonna do very well.
I want to see it, but I don't. I agree with you. I don't think it's gonna do that great at the box office.
Mm. So, I think it'll be. And the more you talk about it, obviously, the more. Yeah, really, I know you wanted to set up a screening of this for like listeners and stuff.
Yeah.
So definitely get a go and see it.
I may actually go back and see it a second time.
I'm thinking about it too, actually. I haven't thought about doing that in a long time for a movie.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see this one again.
Okay.
Joey hasn't seen it yet, so I may go with him.
Cool.
Big Mike.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Well, I was just listening to you guys. I always like listening to y'all. Jay, I usually listen to your game show on Saturday.
Well, thank you. Glad you tolerate it.
I like it. I'm gonna try to get in there one weekend with you guys. I'm a gamer from Commodore 64 era.
That was my first.
That's right. But I pride myself being a veteran on knowing the crucial events in history. Which, I mean, if you think about it, all the major events in history are all centered around some sort of military action. And I honestly don't know anything about Dunkirk, but you guys have piqued my interest enough, so now where I am going to become a subject matter expert on it.
Yeah, the first time I'd come across anything about Dunkirk was when they had mentioned that he was going to be directing a movie about it. The second time, I remember these things easily because there's been so few mentions. The second time, I remember I did a random fact one morning, and it talked about the largest, and I even asked you, I said, did you know the largest whatever? And you said, oh, it's Dunkirk. Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew exactly, Greg knew exactly what I was talking about. And I said, yeah, that was it. So
there's a reason for that.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And so I went to YouTube and I just looked up something about Dunkirk. It was like a 9-minute sort of summary of here's the thing that happened. And then I watched the movie. So it's something we don't know here.
Go ahead, Big Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've heard mention of Dunkirk over the years, but it's like you said, it's just kind of a passing, glancing mention. And all right, so on the other thing. I never really, I guess I was always too busy to stop and really look at it or pay attention to significance.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it. I really hadn't. And, of course, it's a British-French thing, so maybe that's why it's not well-known more around here. But that all stops now.
Correct, sir.
Did you? Are you back from visiting your daughter?
I am, actually. But I didn't get to go see Dunkirk, but I did get to go see The Mummy, the one with Tom Cruise. It's actually surprisingly a good movie. He hasn't made anything in a while that I've actually cared for, but...
It's funny, I DVR'd and watched again the only Tom Cruise movie I've really enjoyed, and that's Valkyrie.
Oh, okay.
Valkyrie's good. I like, what are they calling it now, Live, Die, Repeat, or whatever that
is? Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow. You've gone kind of nuts with your cable there now that you got it all squared away, haven't you?
Well, I did, you know, and I come in Monday and I'm all excited because they gave me HBO's.
I got the Game of Thrones.
Well, guess what?
Game of Thrones.
All of those disappeared Monday. All I got was Stars Encore. It must have been a mistake.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Somebody was playing games with you is what they were doing, Greg. But yeah, I had a great trip. It was awesome. We actually saw the movie at Universal Studios at their AMC theater there. There's just a lot of people there, and it kind of set my anxiety off a lot. But I made it through it.
That's why I go to the matinees, man. I'm just not interested in seeing a movie.
Yeah, don't go to a movie theater in a theme park either. That's a good way to avoid that.
It wasn't the theater that really set it off. It was everybody else there. And I knew it was going to happen, so I took plenty of anxiety medication with me.
But, hey, as long as you're on the line, you want to talk about Masters renovations?
Oh, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, absolutely.
Yes, because I was telling people about your problem-solving skills when you went over and took a look at the situation at the other house. And
yes, sir.
When are we going to be ready to do that diverter?
I can actually do it sometime next week, probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
I don't know how much longer Rich Thomas can hold off the rain.
Yeah, well, you know, he does what he can, but he can't control everything.
I know.
I actually just got through going to look at a house in Prattville. The woman wanted to know what the issue was she's having with her floor, and because she's got a buckle in it up under her vinyl. And I said, well, this is a concrete pad, and you've got a crack under there, and it's causing chip stain. Well, how do we fix that? I said, well, it's going to take several hundred dollars and about a half yard of concrete. She said, well, what else could I do? Well, I can break up most of it and level it out, and we can put some new vinyl down. Because, all right, let's go that route. So, here at Masters Renovations, we do everything from, we take care of your home from the roof to your basement. It doesn't matter if it's as small as changing a light bulb, framing the walls, extending bathrooms, doing additions. We even build log cabins.
And A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Let's give the number, Mike.
It's 334-216-4004.
216-4004 for Mike at Masters Renovations, veteran-owned, discounts for veterans and first responders.
And check us out on Facebook at Masters Renovations LLC.
I'll share the page. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Yeah,
I think Dunkirk's going to keep the top spot because I'm looking. I don't think Dark Tower comes out. I'm seeing Atomic Blonde.
No, for August 4th.
August 4th.
Which is next Friday. This Friday, I don't know what comes out.
Atomic Blonde.
That'll be fine.
The Emoji Movie.
Okay, it's a kid's movie. That might knock it down.
An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. That's funny, a former vice president saying Truth to Power.
Yeah, that won't make it.
Family Man, which has awful ratings from critics on Rotten Tomatoes. Brigsby Bear, which I've never heard of, that has high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. But no, nothing this week.
The kid movie might knock it out.
Emoji
just because
movie,
it's a children's movie, man. You know how those things work.
Yes, as we get deeper into the summer and desperate parents are looking for things to keep the kids occupied, that may help. Not bad timing on that. By one vote, they're going to be at least debating the health care bill. I don't know if anything gets done on that. That's one story we're looking at this afternoon, and I think the clock is ticking on Jeff Sessions. His resignation at any time, I think, at this point should be expected.
I read something where he said that he is not going to be in budgeting.
Yeah, you know, you want me to resign? Bless your heart, Mr. President.
I heard something where he is not doing it. He has not fallen for it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Well, I think one way or another, if he wants to force his hand, this just doesn't seem to be ending well. And I it's just not what we need is another big distraction.
And there have been people calling in that brought this up, that if Jeff Sessions ends up being fired by Trump, expect Jeff Sessions to be the next governor of Alabama.
That's a great idea.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's just such a... The sadness of the situation is that we've got a contest going on to replace him, and before he's even had a chance to let the cement dry around his shoes, he's leaving the office that's precipitated this runoff, and it's not a play that I see having a happy ending. I just don't. I've looked for reasons to be optimistic. I've considered that maybe, again, Trump is playing the media. I don't know. It just doesn't. Jeff Sessions has never struck me as one to play games, especially on this scale.
Now, I've heard the, and I don't know if you want to get political, but I've heard the ads that are attacking one of the candidates for not being a Trump supporter. But if you look at Sessions, look what being a Trump supporter is getting you.
I was about to say that, and it's actually something I've been thinking about all day. I'm so tired of this special election's become essentially a race of who can kiss Trump's butt the most. Like, there are more important issues out there, and to exactly your point, if this is... I thought Sessions' recusal was by the book. I was a little surprised when it happened that quickly. But
this guy stepped out first. Sessions stepped out first in a sea of people who wouldn't do it at all. And this guy stepped out first, and now he's being, now Trump is doing what he's doing
to
him.
And to do it publicly is distasteful, to put it mildly.
Coming up, Dana Carvey, crippled millennials.
I love Dana Carvey.
He's been writing.
He hadn't have made a master of disguise.
Oh, good Lord. I think he's fine. I think that's behind him. I think he's
good,
fine.
Good.
And sperm count in Western men plunges to record low. All of these stories are coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a crash on the Eastern Boulevard northbound at I-85, so watch out for that one. Virginia Loop at Troy Highway, there's an accident there, and still working with that disabled 18-wheeler Vaughn at Wallahatchie. Deputies are on the scene directing traffic there. As far as the interstate systems, everything looks fairly decent. 65 is a speed limit ride. Don't see anything on Taylor or Vaughn, and the 31s look to be okay so far this afternoon. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers. Call them 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's time for John Stamos' Spectacular Life Tips, brought to you by Spectrum. Tip number 7.
Hosting a party? Make sure you've got enough bandwidth with Spectrum Internet. That way guests can share, post, and stream instantly, reminding the friends that didn't show up just how spectacular you really are.
Start living the spectacular life with Spectrum. Get Spectrum TV with stunning HD plus thousands of titles free on demand. Just $29.99 a month. Call 844-955-2999. Then, enjoy enough speed for all your devices with 60 megabit Spectrum Internet. With no data caps and a free modem. Just $29.99 a month. And get unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Mexico, and more with Spectrum Voice. Don't wait. Get Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for just $29.99 a month each when bundled, with no contracts and our 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 844-955-2999.
Get Spectrum and be spectacular. Like me.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Boots have long been a part of this country's history. And right now at Boot Barn, boots are still making history. Because our stinky boot sale is our biggest sale in history. With every pair of boots, $10, $20, or $50 off. Which means there's never been a better time to get a stinking awesome pair of boots in your style and size. At a stinking great price. the Stinky Boot Sale. Go to bootbarn.com for the store nearest you. Boot Barn, America's largest Western and work store. Sale ends August 1st.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let Mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat, and you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue not just through the evening hours. I think there could be a few even overnight. Not everybody will see one. The overnight low temperature drops to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered afternoon and evening storms. You know, a decent 40% coverage tomorrow with a high in the low 90s, and a 30 to 40% chance both Thursday and Friday with low to mid-90s both days. A little bit better coverage on the storms, about 50% by Saturday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It's free in the App Store. All you have to do is search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Millennials are just so fast with their fingers, and they can Call of Duty and Skype and text. But you're completely crippled when it comes to basic things because your parents are always right there, and they're the experts. Typical millennial kid will go, Mom, we don't have any heat in our apartment. And the mom goes, well, you should probably call your landlord. Millennial kid, I'm not real good at calling landlords. Could you do it? And we do call the landlord because we don't want them to be sad.
And now with a word of equal time on behalf of millennials, here's Joseph Clark, Catholic at large.
No, I agree with everything you said.
Okay. 3:39 on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. So we got all kinds of things we could talk about this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else with a thought on the movie Dunkirk, which, again, I thought was outstanding? In fact, since we've been on that, and thank you, Jay Scott, for joining us, this I got from Rich Thomas's page, and this is a 97-year-old veteran of Dunkirk after he saw the movie. That guy there.
1940, and Allied soldiers are surrounded by the advancing German army. The movie Dunkirk tells the story of the evacuation of Allied troops from the French city of Dunkirk. Thrilling entertainment for most viewers, but for just a handful of people in the world, images that bring back memories of surviving the battle.
First of all, that's incorrect. Allied troops, only the Brits were there, and the French. France was occupied. So there were no Russians, there were no other nations there. It was people trying to get back to Great Britain. So I think Allied is a misuse of terminology.
British troops.
Pretty much, yeah.
Never thought I would see that again. It was just like I was there again.
Ken Sturdy just watched the premiere of Dunkirk in Calgary. He was only 20 years old, a signal man with the Royal Navy helping evacuated soldiers reach waiting boats from the chaos on the beach.
I was in those little bit boats picking them out of the water. I had the privilege of seeing that film tonight, but I am saddened by it because what happened on that beach.
Over 68,000 British soldiers were captured or killed during the battle and retreat. Over 300,000 were rescued over 9 days. So many sunken boats with little room for desperate survivors. The harrowing scenes took Sturdy back in time when he was on those small boats. He says the beach was filled with terrified soldiers.
I was 20 when that happened. But I think it brought back, I could see my old friends again, and a lot of them died later in the war. I went on convoys after that in the North Atlantic, and I lost so many of my buddies.
Other Calgary moviegoers were surprised and honored to encounter such a decorated soldier at the theater.
At the end of the movie, I kind of ran down the stairs and around. He was just wiping his tears away when I was able to shake his hand and give him his proper salute.
Sturdy hopes the movie sends a message to a new audience of the sad nature of war and our apparent inability to avoid it.
Tonight, I cried because it's never the end. It will happen. We are, as a human species, we are so intelligent with these astonishing things. We can fly to the moon, but we still do stupid things.
Carolyn Curry, De Castillo, Global News.
Wow.
I need a minute. I need a minute. Because that was incredible.
Mark! The cabinet door fell off again!
I'll get my screwdriver.
No, you won't. Not this time. Karen and Scott just had their kitchen redone by Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations. This time I'm calling a pro.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Drill, it's back to the charger for you. And back to the man cave for me.
Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations and save money. CCR can upgrade your kitchen for less than you can imagine. CCR offers choices. If you're building new and want all new custom-built cabinetry, give Eddie a call. They'll design and build your perfect custom kitchen. If you need to renovate, cabinet refacing can save you thousands. Call Eddie and save. Reface with oak, maple, or many other varieties of stained wood. Call Eddie Basham at Custom Cabinet Renovations at 523-1149. He has plenty of options available. Put a new face on your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations, 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems. Sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Natasha Graham with B&B's Health Boutique. And when you're looking for that hard-to-fit size for a bra, look to us. We service all women, all shapes and sizes, and we do custom sizes as well. We also carry and fit for mastectomy products. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now that you've ordered the perfect personalized pillow online, you need the perfect pillow that covers your pillow. Introducing My Sham. It's the decorative pillow that sits on top of your pillow all day, and then you throw it on the floor when you go to bed at night. My Sham has a patented fill that maintains its shape, which isn't hard for it to do because a sham really doesn't do anything. That's why they call it a sham. Someone in the past said, how can we make this bedding set really expensive and over the top? That's when they said, pillows aren't enough. Let's make a pillow that matches the comforter that never is used as a pillow. Plus, My Sham comes with a lifetime warranty because you never use it for anything. To order My Sham and get two for the price of one, enter What a Sham at MySham.com. That's MySham.com, enter code What a Sham.
And coming soon, my duvet cover. Whatever the hell that is.
I'm getting into some... I tell you what, I just posted that clip we watched of the veteran from Dunkirk. See the movie, watch that clip. Because, truly, we were just looking at another couple of scenes that are in the trailer. Kenneth Branagh, he was awesome in this film. Even though there's no star, the event is the star in Dunkirk, as it should be. He gives a great performance in the limited role that he had. They were all good. And what you realize when you watch this, in fact, I think Rich and I had picked out Harry Styles from One Direction, who was in this film.
Yeah.
He was good. Everybody was good.
And I like his solo album, too.
But what you see...
It's a lot better than One Direction.
When you see this movie, what really hits you is, and this is the history of war, where we send boys into these horrendous life and death situations. You know, not just young men, but in the case of the faces that you'll see in this film, boys who are experiencing this nightmare. And this movie does an excellent job of conveying the reality of that nightmare. And it's like this guy says all these years later, I remember, and Rich and I talked about this, my dad, I remember we used to love to watch war movies, especially those involving aviation. And one night I forget what movie we had watched, but he was shaking his head just saying, what a waste. And I always looked at it as, you know, the good versus evil. You know, we won, the good guys won. But he wasn't focused on that. It was just, for the first time, you know, shaking his head over the human cost, the human toll. He had seen it. My dad was never right after World War II because he was on a ship that was attacked by kamikazes on January 7th, 1945, the USS Palmer. I'll always be grateful to Old Navy Vet for finding the biography of that ship and sending me that information. He was the ship's electrician, so when the attack broke out, he went back to his station to keep the power running. But minutes before, he had been at the bow of the ship with about, I think he said 22 or 23 other guys, and they were just doing what they're doing. There's nothing going on. They're chatting. They were all friends. Tight groups on destroyers. And they were all dead. They were all dead because a twin-engine Japanese Betty bomber blew off the bow of the boat, and it sank quickly. So those are the kinds of things my dad and many dads saw in the war. And then they came back to a grateful country. It was not the horror that our Vietnam vets were, the treatment they received is one of the great shames in our nation's history. Taking out the opinion of the war on the men who went to fight it was just, that's just not forgivable. They were doing what they were told to do. That was their duty. And some of the acts that took place are just unforgivable. But, you know, that when they came back, the country was grateful. They were grateful the war was over. Life's moving on. Jobs, get a car, get a house, live. But it was the John Wayne era. And they all stuffed their feelings because that's what real men did.
Yeah, suppress your feelings and pretend you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And my dad, by his own words, said the first couple of years after the war, he didn't know. He was lost. He really didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. He had no direction.
And I can't imagine in war, but science, like whether it's football or like mixed martial arts, they're learning that you get hit just a little bit in the wrong way, it does something to the brain where you are never the same.
Mm-hmm.
It could be more dramatic or less depending on what happens. But I'd imagine in a situation like that, you say it wasn't the same. It's not just, oh, you saw something. That's part of it. It's just going through the horrors of it.
Well,
changes
the human brain was not designed to get hit. every time a the human head receives a blow, you know, by the way, the boxing glove is not designed to protect the face that's hitting. It's designed to protect the knuckles of the person hitting. You're adding an extra 12 or 16 ounces to the weight of a punch.
And actually, Joe Rogan's been advocating for UFC to say no gloves. They don't wear boxing gloves, but they wear fighting gloves. And no gloves. So you're only helping people get hurt more. Do it with bare hands if you're going to do it.
And so you're adding that extra weight to the impact of the punch, and whether there's a glove or there's no glove, when the head is struck squarely, the brain twists on these tiny little vessels that keep it connected. And everybody goes out, they get their bloodlust, and then these guys, you know, once they retire, they're damaged. Most of them are, you know, if they go at it long enough, like Muhammad Ali. What was he for the last 30 years of his life? A human test pattern, a very low frequency. And that wasn't because he had damage from some disease. He had brain damage because he went too long. They were talking about that openly before he retired. He needs to quit because he's going to go one fight too long and there's no turning back because the brain does not repair itself, as we can tell from watching Congress. There's all kinds of crap going on. Senator Susan Collins, alleged Republican, caught talking with Senator Jack Reed about Representative Blake Farenthold, calling him so unattractive. She delivered a statement in the hearing before sitting down next to Reed, where they start talking to each other about budget and health care. The conversation turns towards Farenthold when Collins says, "Did you see that one that challenged me to a duel?" The senator responded, "Trust me, do you know why he challenged you to a duel? Because you could beat the crap out of him." This is what we got in D.C. They're all just unbelievable. 3:53 is the time. Well, you need tools or equipment to maintain the outside of your home. We hope you'll choose Lewis Lawn. They're the local folks. And Lewis Lawn, not only a great part of the community, as wonderful human beings to deal with, but a real partner to the professionals in town who do outdoor maintenance. They buy their equipment there because if something needs repair or service, they bring it right back to Lewis Lawn. When you buy there, you get a warranty, and Lewis Lawn is where you bring your equipment back for service, a tune-up on your mower at the end of the year and so forth, or to get the blade sharpened so you get that nice, even cut. That's where I bought my Toro self-propel. It's been a real performer with a lot of lawn to cut. Love it. Starts right up. It's a real worker. At Lewis Lawn, they also carry the Shindawa product line, Echo and X-Mark, and now Steel, all the Steel products, but specifically the Steel handheld battery-operated edgers and trimmers. For those who don't like to deal with pulse starters and tiny gas tanks, these Steel products are absolutely excellent, top of the line. So check them out starting at $129.99. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 down the boulevard right next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Sunday, from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. through the season.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An accident on Eastern Boulevard, the northbound lanes at I-85. Careful with that one. Virginia Loop at Troy Highway and now 3700 Wesley Drive. There is a structure fire, so watch out for the fire department over there. Also still working with that 18-wheeler on Vaughn Road at Wallahatchie. Deputies are on scene directing traffic there as one lane is blocked. 65 and 85 looking okay so far this afternoon. Not seeing anything too much on Atlanta Highway, and it looks like the 31 are all clear. The Mellow Mushroom has taken the pizza to an entirely new level. Have a great pizza, calzone, hoagie, and more at the Mellow Mushroom. They're in Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INJURED.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Clint wanted to share a thought on Dunkirk. Go ahead.
Oh, well, not that exactly, sir. But,
well, that's what Joey told me, so yeah. What did you
know
about?
This may be interested to some of your viewers. I have a Christmas dinner menu. These are original. 1940, Company D, 66th Armor Regiment. Fort Benning, Georgia.
Fort Benning.
Yes, sir. It gives the list of every soldier in the company, the Christmas menu for dinner. And the other one is December 25th, 1942. Battery B. 26th Coast Artillery Training Battalion. Fort Wallace, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
These are given to me by a guy that served in both units. I've had them for many years.
And what about these? What about these impresses you? I don't know what happened there. We'll have to come back to that call after the top of the hour because we got Fox News in a few. Thanks, Clint.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. President Donald Trump promised to build a border wall to keep us safe and protect American jobs for American workers. But Democrats, and even some Republicans, obstruct funding for President Trump's wall. I make you this promise. Elect Mo Brooks to the U.S. Senate, and I will fight to fund the border wall. Right now, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats use the filibuster rule to kill our conservative America First agenda. Well, two can play that game. We must fight fire with fire. If I have to go to the Senate floor and filibuster to fund the border wall, I will do exactly that. America will build a border wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers, or you will know the name of every senator who stands in our way and betrays the American people. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. If you support a border wall, then vote Mo Brooks for Senate. I'm Mo Brooks, and I approve this message.
In Congress, it's okay to be two-faced. Career Congressman Mo Brooks has repeatedly attacked Donald Trump, calling Trump's border security plan, quote, worse than Barack Obama's. Worse than Obama? Here's Brooks attacking Trump.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says.
But now Brooks claims he endorsed Trump. But listen to Brooks just weeks before the election when asked if he was voting for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
In fact, Brooks said Alabama conservatives would regret supporting Trump.
A lot of people who have supported Donald Trump, they're going to regret having done so.
And even days before the election, Brooks wouldn't endorse Trump. Career Congressman Mo Brooks, two-faced on Trump, wrong for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Whatever you've got planned this week, cancel it! The Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where you get up to $12,000 off MSRP on new Ram 4x4 Bighorn Crew Cabs in stock, or lease a new 2017 Ram Quad Cab Express. Now only $279 per month during this event. All